Today's Amud for Chazara is Chagiga Yud Amud Aleph. We're holding on Testament Beis, 10 lines from the bottom, by the two dots of Shimon ben Asya Omer. So we mentioned in the Mishnah that Shimon ben Asya Omer, Ezu Mu'uvay Shlo Yuchal Liskoin, what's something that's bent that can't be fixed? Zehaba al Erva Vahilud Mimena Mamzer. Someone who's together with an Erva and has a child who's a Mamzer. So it's Mashma Hailud and Loy Hailud Loy. So only if they have a child, that's when it's, you can't do tshuva. The question is, Vatanabi, we learned in the Braisa, Rav Shimon ben Asya Omer, Goynev Adam Efshe Shiachzer Gnevay, Visakin. Goyzo Adam Efshe Shiachzer Gzeiloy Visakin. A person steals Gneva or Gzeila, whether it's forced or not, so he could do tshuva, he could return what he stole. Avala Baal, Ishis Ish, Vasra Labaila, someone who's together with an Ishis Ish and asks her to her husband, to Nitshad Menayla Valachla, he can never do tshuva. So it sounds like you see from here, even if he doesn't have a Mamzer, his Advera is manifested by the fact that he asked her to her husband, so that's something he can't fix. He can't take back. So why does the Mishnah say only if he has a mamzer, if he has a child? Here in the Braisa we see even if he doesn't have a child. Now that we mentioned the Braisa, we'll just continue. Now Rav Shimon ben Yochai, Omer, Rav Shimon ben Yochai argues, and he gives a mashal. He says, Ein Omer bakru gemal bakru chazer. You would never say to check a gemal, to check a camel or a chazer, if it has a mum, to bring it as a carbon. Because anyways, it can't be brought as a carbon. Ela bakru tle. You say to check a sheep, which could be'etzem, it's be'etzem fit. It's something that's be'etzem fit. So then it's shaykh for it to get a mum. So to Mu'uva, he says, only shaykh for something that was straight. It's vezes, that what's it referring to? Is the Talmud Chacham Shapirish Min HaTorah. A Talmud Chacham goes off, and Rabbi Ben Lakish Aimer, called Talmud Chacham Shapirish Min HaTorah, Lava Kasav Aimer. The Pasuk says about such a person, Kitsipur Neidetas Min Kana, Kenish Neidet Mim Kaimai. Like a bird wanders from its nest, so to this man he wanders from his place. Vaimer, the Pasuk says, Mamatsu Avaseichem Biavel, what did your fathers find wrong with me? Ki Rechakum Yalai, that they distanced themselves from me. Al Kopanim, we have a steeder and a Meshim Ben Manasseh. In the Mishnah, he said it's only Muvay Sheni Yachal Liskoin if he's Baal Erva and they have a child who's a Mamzer. And in the Braisa, he says, even Stam, just answering the woman to her husband, that itself is Muvay Sheni Yachal Liskoin. Says the Gemara, like Kasha, Kam Bachisei Penuya, Kam Beishas Ish. Depends if we're talking about an Eishas Ish. An Eishas Ish where he's answering her to her husband, so then yeah, it's Muvay Sheni Yachal Liskoin even if they don't have a child. But if it's a sister who's a Penuya, who's not married, so then it's only if they have a child and the child's a Mamzer, so that's when it's Muvay Sheni Yachal Liskoin. Vibayisei Mahavaha Beishas Ish, both the Mishnah and the Braisa are Eishas Ish, Vlekasha Kambainis Kambaratzin. The Mishnah is talking about where he was manis her, so he doesn't ask her to her husband. Then it's only Muvay Sheni Yachal Liskoin if they have a child as a mamzer. Ironically, if he's manis her, in this sense, it's a little bit better. He has more chance of doing tshuva. It's only a problem if he has a child. But baratzoin, so then even the act of bia itself is Muvay Sheni Yachal Liskoin because he asks her to her husband. By an Ishas Kain, he asks her to her husband even Ba'ines. So that itself is Muvay Sheni Yachal Liskoin. Ishas Yisrael, it's only if they have a child. Now we spoke about Talmud Chacham Shapirish Min HaTorah. On that the Gemara says, V'le'yitzi V'lava Inshalim. The Pasuk says that there's no peace for one who goes there and back. I'm a rab, what's this referring to? That kevin sheyitzi adam idvar halacha, idvar mikra shuvein leishalot. A person who goes from learning halacha to learning tanach, it's very difficult, it's much more complex, it's not as clear, so then he doesn't have shalom. V'shmuel amar zeh apirish mitamon lemishnah, it's a person who goes from learning gemara to learning mishnayas. Gemara explains the mishnayas, so he goes from there to learning just mishnayas, so that also is very difficult. The Shmuel Amar is that Parish Mitamud, the Rabbi Yechon Amar, Afilu Mitamud the Talmud. It's even a person who goes from learning Talmud Yerushalmi to Talmud Bavli. Talmud Yerushalmi, the Shaklatari at least, is much more straightforward. Talmud Bavli is much more complicated. So he's Ein Leishalom. Zak the Mishnah, Hetter Nedarim Parchem Be'Avir. That the concept of Hetter Nedarim, so there's no really, you're not going to really find the Makar, at least directly in the Torah, for Hetter Nedarim. It's something which you don't find the Makar for in the Torah. Ve'in Lahem Amashi, Smeichu has nothing to rely on. Helchot Shabbos Chagigas Amilais, Rehim Kararim Atulim Besara. It's like mountains hanging on hairs. There's very few psukim, and yet a lot of halachis. Hadina v'havoides, hataharis, v'atumais, v'harayis. When it comes to these areas of halacha, so then yesh lema mashi ismaychu, they have very much what to rely on. Vehine gufe taira, they make up the entire taira. Now, Tani, we learned in the Raisa that the Braisa brings four Tanaim who argue in our Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer says, even though the Mishnah said Het and Nedarim doesn't have a Makar, he says it's not true. Yesh shama mashi yismaychu. There is a Makar. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, ki afli. Shtei pamim. It says that when a person makes a neder, and it says this lashon of kiafli two times. Kiafli means that he explains his neder, he's mefarish his neder. It says it two times. Why does it say two times? Achas afla l'iser. One's the neder that he makes to aser the thing onto himself. Va'achas afla l'heter, when he's being mater neder. So you see from here the concept of being mater neder. Rabbi Yeshua Aimer, yesh lama mashi yismeichu shenemer, as the pasuk says, asher nishbati va'api, that I made a shvua in my anger. Tzmash mem ba'api nishbati v'chazarti bi, that I made a shvua in my anger, and now I regret it, now I'm chaser. Rabbi Yitzchak Aimer, that yesh lama mashi yismeichu shenemer, as the pasuk says, kol nidiv libay, that anyone who has made a nedava, he made a neder to bring a donation to the Mishkan, so we had to bring it, and it says that he's a nediv libay. It's mashma only if he still feels it in his heart, but if he doesn't, so then he could undo his neder. Chananya ben Achi, Rabbi Yeshua Imer, now yesh lama mashi yismeichu shenemer, as the pasuk says, nishbati vakayema lishmor mishpatei tzedkecha, that I made a shvua and I fulfilled it to keep your mitzvah. So it's mashma that it was a chiddush. I made a shvua and I fulfilled it. Mashma, a person has the choice of making a shvua and not fulfilling it. You could be matir neder. Amr Rav Yudah Amar Shmuel, come Shmuel the Amira now, and he says on these four Tanaim, he says the Avay Hasim. If I was in the base medrash that day when they were hacking the sow, so Amri Luhu, I would have said to them that the Diyah Difa Mididchu, that I have a better raya to have the Nedarim than all your former Kairis. Shenemar, as the Buzik says, Lo Yachil Devare, that he's not able to undo his Shvua. Who ain't Meichel? He's not able to undo it. He can't just say, I take it back. Avlachera Meichelin, but he could go to other people and they could be matter as Nedar. And Amar Rava said that Lakulu Islu Pircha Levarmi Dishmo Delasle Pircha. On all the four Tanayim, even though they're Tanayim, they're bigger, they're greater, Lamaisa, I could ask a Pircha on the Makairis that they brought. On Shmuel's, I have no Pircha. What's the Pircha? Dimid Rabbi Eliezer. If we use Rabbi Eliezer's Kiafli two times, that's still Makad Rabbi Yudah Shamar Mishim Rabbi Tarfon. Maybe the reason why it says Kiafli two times is to teach me the halacha of Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rabbi Tarfon. The Tani we learned in the Braisa. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer Mishim Rabbi Tarfon. If two people walk past the person on the street, and they're not sure, is he a Nazir, is he not a Nazir? One of them says, I'm a Nazir if he is a Nazir. The other one places bets, and he says, I'm a Nazir if he's not a Nazir. And so Lamaisa, the halacha is that neither of them are a Nazir, even though statistically speaking, one of them by default should have to be a Nazir. No, neither of them are a Nazir. The reason is because lo nidna naziris el la'afla. Naziris, when a person makes a nether, it has to be very clear. It can't be alatzad. It can't be, if this, then I'm a nazir. If not, then I'm a nazir. It has to be very clear. And that's learned out from kiafli two times, so it's not for hetan adarim, it's for this halacha. And even Rabbi Yeshua, if we're going to go with Rabbi Yeshua's pasuk of Asher Nishbati Va'api, so he said that's mashma, that I'm chaser. No, I can tell you the exact opposite. Maybe the pasuk saying like this: I made the shvu in my anger, and I wasn't chayzer. And Rabbi Yitzchak, if I'll use my Rabbi Yitzchak's makar, Rabbi Yitzchak said from Kol Nidiv Liboy, Lafuki made the shmuel. That maybe it's saying Lafuki Shmuel's halacha. Damar Shmuel atzad halacha. That Gamar Liboy Tzarach Sheitzi B'Svasav. Now the person makes an eder, he can't make it just in his mind. He has to utter the words. V'akamash Mulan. The pasuk saying that no Nidiv Liboy Da'afu Gav Zloyitzi B'Svasav. That even though he didn't utter the words, he has it just in his heart, that could also be a neder. And imi de Chanani ben Achi Rabbi Yeshua, who said his makar from the pasuk that says nishbati vakayim alishmar mitzvah deitzitkecha don makid rabbi Rav Gidal Marav minayin shenishban lekayim es hamitzvah. Where do we find the concept that a person can make a shvua to be mizaris himself to be makayim a mitzvah? Shenemar, as the pasuk says, nishbati vakayim alishmar mitzvah deitzitkecha. So all the pesukim that they brought for etan nedarim lemaisa we can be madcha that there are four other halachis elu de Shmuel aslei pircha, but on Shmuel's makar I have no pircha. Shmuel's makar is vada and makar for the concept of heter nedarim. Now, Amar Rav, Yitimer, Rav Nachman, Bar Yitzchak, and Hainu Damri Inchi. It's about this, that Shmuel, who's the Amayra, who's much smaller than the Tanayim, and yet he brought the best Makar, it's like people say, that Tava Chada Pepelta Charifta, Mimali Tzana Dekari. That better one hot chili pepper is better than the whole basket full of gourds. So Ma'i said that the sting, the hotness, it sticks with you. The flavor sticks with you. A basket of gourds, they're bigger, but it doesn't stick with you. The Makaris that the Tanayim brought, they all have Pirchas. Shmuel's doesn't have a Pircha. Helchei Shabbos, we mentioned in the Mishnah that Helchei Shabbos have Mikra Mua. Ask the Gemara, Michdak Sivan, what do you mean there's only a few Psukim? Shabbos is all over the Torah. Says the Gemara, Leitzricha Likadar Abba, we mean a specific halacha. The halacha that was taught to us by Rav Abba. The Amr Rav Abba taught us that Achayfer Guma B'Shabbos V'Nitzarech El Afara, a person digs a pit in his house on Shabbos, typically is the Malacha Bainam. Here he's just not doing it because he wants the pit. He's not trying to build a storage room. He's coming to just use the dirt. He just wants the dirt. The halacha is his pater alep. The halacha is that he's pater. So that halacha is Mikra Muat. Says the Gemara, that's based off the halacha of Malacha Shenis Yichel Gufa is pater. He's doing a malacha and he doesn't need it for the malacha. He's just doing it for the dirt. So that's Kaman Kerb Shimon. That Malacha Shenis Yichel Gufa pater ala. But it's not, it comes out our mission is not like Rabbi Yehuda who says that Malacha Shenis Yichel Gufa is chayif. Says the Gemara, no, I feel tame with Rabbi Yehuda. Hasa Misaki Nacha Mekalkalu. He only says chayif in the case of Misaki. In this case, you're doing something destructive. Even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that you're pater. And my Karen, Atulim Besara, why is the Mishnah compared to mountains hanging on hairs because Malachas Machsheves Asr Torah Malachas Machsheves like Siva. The Yisoid of Rav Abba is that something's only Asr on Shabbos if it's a Malachas Machsheves, if it's professional. And that's not my first in the Torah at all. It's learned out from the Mishkan. So that's Mikra Muad in Alachis Merubais.